Support for Veterans Corner on Veterans Corner Radio is made possible by M&M Printing and the Observer News of Ruskin.
Hello and welcome to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts, information for and about veterans. Today, host Bill Hodges has a conversation with Chad Cronister, Sheriff of Hillsborough County, Florida. Each of the podcasts this month will be in some way connected to the Veterans Treatment Court in Florida's Judicial District 13. This court is a model for the national program, approved by Congress to set up courts that work to recover veterans who have come into conflict with the law. The first of these programs highlights the actions of our county sheriff's office as it feeds veterans into this special program. We hope that if a program of this nature is not in your area, you will bring this podcast to the attention of those with the power to institute it. Here now is Bill Hodges with Veterans Corner Radio on Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.
Welcome to Veterans Corner, a show dedicated to providing information to all those who have served our country's military and to their families. Now, here is your host, newspaper columnist, management trainer, and Air Force veteran, Bill Hodges.
Hi, I am Bill Hodges, and this is Veterans Corner Radio. We've got a great guest, and it's the first of an actual series that we're doing this month. And the series is on the Veterans Treatment Court. And an integral part of that is when veterans get into trouble, the first they're going to meet is going to be Sheriff Cronister. He's the Hillsborough County Sheriff, one of the early participants in making this treatment court work. And we want to see this spread to the entire United States and actually outside the United States, because there's certainly many of our allies need this kind of thing. Sheriff Cronister, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Hodges. Always grateful to be a part of everything that we talk about when it comes what we can do for our veterans. So thanks for everything you do for the veteran community and for having me on today.
You know, one of the things is very few people, if you go out into the public, can even define what the Veteran Treatment Court is. Would you like to give us your feelings of what the court is, and then we'll start into your part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, I love that Hillsborough County has become the beacon of hope for our veterans, whether they suffer from addiction issues, mental health issues, PTS, whatever the case may be. A lot of that results in some behavior where they find themselves in the criminal justice system. I love that in Hillsborough County, with our state attorney, our public defender, Judge Shanti, and myself, when we're talking about criminal justice partners, how we can mitigate this poor behavior by getting our veterans healthy. Yes, we hold them accountable, but I think what makes us so special is we hold them accountable while getting them healthy, while making them better at the same time. So again, I certainly believe in accountability, but these are individuals, and sometimes their circumstances are beyond their control. If they suffer from mental health because of what they've gone through, if they suffer from substance abuse because that illicit drug is where they get their relief when the human body needs relief from their mental health crisis. Again, this behavior can be corrected. It can be corrected by getting them healthy. And I'm so happy that we do things different here. One of the largest areas in the country, not just the state of Florida, where we love our veterans.
The court is not for sissies. There's actually requirements on these people that they have to meet requirements in order to stay in the program, correct?
That's a very valid point. This isn't easy. Not everyone completes it. This is difficult. I mean, again, when you talk about accountability, it would be easier just to go sit in jail, do your time, and get out. The problem is you're going to come right back in because you haven't been fixed. If you really want to be different and you want a different pathway to life, this program is for these individuals, like you said, and that's a very valid point. This isn't an easy program. Not everyone completes it or graduates from it.
You know, when they come into your facility, you've shown me pictures, and in fact, you've invited me down a number of times, and I really do want to get there.
Please do.
Health has had given me a problem for mobilization, but the fact is, when they come into the jail, do they face different as a part of this program?
Yeah, when they come in, every person that comes in our jail gets screened. There's a questionnaire that they're asked. We try to get some history, some background, get a little understanding of what their needs may be while they're in our detention facility to see where we can maximize the benefit to our detention population, regardless of how long they're going to be in there. On the questionnaire, they check a box. Are you a veteran? If the answer is yes, it's not going to be long before a nurse practitioner, some of our mental health clinicians follow up with, well, listen, let me explain our program to you. We have a program. If you're willing to get some help, we're going to house you separately with other veterans. And the goal is to restore that dignity that that sometimes they lost because they're upset with themselves, because they let themselves and their family down. We want to restore that sense of pride, almost back to the days when they first walked in and joined the armed forces. Regardless of what veteran you talk to, as soon as you bring up the armed forces, what happens? They glow. They smile. You know, there's a sense of pride there. You served our country. Nothing will ever erode or take away from that. So if they're willing to get involved in the program, we make room for them, get them involved in the pod, and they immediately start the educational process, the programs that we teach, the holistic approach we take with mental health. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You have programs?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of different programs, from educational, maybe from balancing a checkbook to anger issues to how to be a better parent. A lot of different programs that they can participate in. And then there's the PTS, the respite care that comes in. And we take a holistic approach with working with our veterans as they're in group therapy. And the phenomenal part about all this, including our addiction program, our state certified drug addiction program, is they get all this while they're in group therapy, while they're there helping veterans. This is veterans helping veterans. They even have the opportunity to help teach the classes.
Really?
Yes, sir. It is absolutely phenomenal. Even the vocational programs that we teach, the automotive maintenance, the forklift operator, the basic welding, the culinary skills, stucco, electrical contracting, whatever it may be, all this can be taken while they're going through the veterans program. And they have a case manager that will help them almost personalize their services to each of our veterans, Bill.
Now, I didn't realize these programs were available. Are they available through the jail, or is it in conjunction with the Hillsborough County Board of Education? How do they get these classes?
Great question. We contract with Hillsborough County Public Schools. We contract with Irwin Technical Institute. We even teach our own GED classes. We have our own instructors. We have hired them. We even have hair braiding. And these, we will contract with these instructors to come in to teach the classes. Some we teach ourselves, our employees teach it. Some we contract with outside institutions, educational institutions, to teach the classes.
I don't know if you know Betty Reed or not, or know of her, but Betty was in the state legislature for years. And
yes, sir.
She and I talk so often about these very things, giving them the skills to come back out that they could be productive.
Well, I think that's what's important. You have to take this holistic approach. First and foremost, you have to get them healthy. And sometimes that's with medication. Sometimes that's with some type of treatment, substance abuse, mental health, whatever it is. Let's get them out of crisis. Then you have to give them an education. Some of them take some educational classes, even like I said, the GED program. And then it's equipping them, like you said, and with Ms. Reed, is equipping them with some type of skill set. These are for our inmates. Now, they can say they're in for a month and the program's 2 months. The grant program will pay for them to go to these other institutions and they can complete their classes. When they get out, not only are they healthier, and happier and more content. They also have a skill set. And a lot of times they have a gainful employment, a job waiting for them when they get out.
You know, that is so fantastic. And I bet you 90% of the population out there do not realize this kind of thing is going on in the Hillsborough County Jail and could go on in every jail in every county.
Mr. Hodges, when you talk about the recidivism rate, the national recidivism rate is at 60%. It's not very optimistic when you talk about breaking the cycle of recidivism. Our Veterans Resurgence Program is a 13% recidivism rate. That's phenomenal when you can talk about that. So when you talk about Veterans Court, you're talking about the Veterans Resurgence Programs in our detention facilities. This isn't easy. This isn't for the faint of heart. We're going to start peeling the layers of the onion back and get to the root cause of the problem to actually help fix these individuals.
You know, one of the things you mentioned early on is rebuilding pride in the individual. And I think that's so important. You have to be prideful. You have to feel good about yourself.
Again, I couldn't agree more. When you see these individuals come in, they're down on themselves. They know they're capable of so much more. They're beating themselves up. They've let themselves down, their loved ones, their family, their children. So I think that's part of the program, is to restore that sense of pride. And again, I hope one day you take me up on my offer and come into the Veterans Pod and see a graduation and see how emotional they get because they've helped each other and they've completed this program. And how they take care of one another. It's the cleanest pod in our detention facility. And when you walk in and you see the murals of the different branches of service, you see how their beds are kept. I you could eat off the floor. When you walk in there, I get a sense of pride. So I imagine how they feel. And I think that's a big part of the whole rehabilitative process. Again, there's a lot that's broken with them, and it's broken because they served our country. We owe it to our veterans to help them through these difficult times.
You know, it's really rough. I had a veteran friend of mine who served 7 tours over in Afghanistan and that area. And he came home every other year. And when he came home, that trash can that was a danger in Afghanistan was no longer a danger, but he didn't know it. I mean, he was there. Or that kid coming up to him, it scared him to death.
And I think that's what you're seeing. And I think you're seeing in first responders and law enforcement too, when it's this constant heightened state of emergency, right? The state of alert. And I think it's difficult for the human body to track, to go backwards then and try to find that new sense of normalcy. You're always on that heightened state of alert. When's the next crisis coming? And sometimes it's hard. It's hard to process these feelings, these emotions and de-escalate this state of alert. So again, there's not any different than law enforcement when first responders are suffering too. And you see the suicide rates and all these professions are going up. And it's because it takes a toll. It takes a toll on the human body, emotionally and physically. So we have to get in this state of health and wellness, these healthy outlets, these healthy alternatives for our first responders, law enforcement, and for our military members.
Well, I'm very excited about the programs that you brought forth under your leadership. Of course, Jeff Mary, our deputy out here, is constantly coming up with new ideas, new thoughts, how to prevent scams. Talk to our veterans group just about that. And these things are important. You are not our enemy as the police department or the sheriff's department. You are our friend, and you make it important that we know that.
100%. We even sent a mandatory training. We sent the whole workforce, civilian and sworn, to mental health training. We're seeing that mental health is evolving. And what I mean by that is we're seeing more individuals in crisis. Is it drug-induced mental health crisis? Is it PTS mental health crisis? So the deputies in our workforce has to be able to identify these symptoms and someone suffering from it so they can properly de-escalate it and help these individuals. So we know that mental health is a big part of our society, and individuals that face the unique set of circumstances that first responders or our military members do, our veterans do, we have to be there to be able to lend that helping hand. So it's very important that they know that, hey, listen, we are here to help you.
We've got about 2 minutes left. And then Vern pulls the chain on me and everything goes black.
Hey, Vern, long time no see.
Can you give us in 2 minutes some last thoughts that you think maybe we didn't cover?
I'm optimistic. I think if I want to share a final thought, it's the fact that Tampa Bay's different. It's a Tampa that the fact that Hillsborough County's different. We'll continue to make sure that we're fixing people, we're helping people, and do it when we can for the veterans in this community, and that they know that it's okay not to be okay. It's just not okay not to ask for help. Help is available. All you have to do is be willing to ask for it. And I'm going to be honest with you. The true courage is someone is just asking for a helping hand.
I think that's very, very important. And not to feel like you're lesser because you asked for help. People want to help.
Absolutely. I think it takes a lot of strength to say, hey, listen, today's going to be different. Today's the day I'm going to ask for help. I encourage any individual out there that is struggling with mental health, please, it's as simple as making a call, either to 988 or 211. Help's available. Let us get you a helping hand.
My guest today has been Sheriff Chad Chronister, Hillsborough County, Florida. And the Veterans Treatment Court, this is the first of the four legs that it steps on. And it's a sturdy leg at that. Thank you, Sheriff Chronister, for all you've done.
Thank you, Mr. Hodges. God bless you. God bless our veterans.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner Radio. I'm Bill Hodges. You're unique, you're special, and you're great. Tell yourself so often because you are, you know. And we'll talk to you again very soon on Veterans Corner Radio. And again, Sheriff Chronister, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner with your host, Air Force veteran Bill Hodges. The views expressed on this program are those of Bill and his guests and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or governmental regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Veterans Corner.
Before we go, here's a quick final thought. Why not take a minute to follow or mark Veterans Corner Radio podcasts as a favorite? It's easy, and you'll be among the first to be notified when new episodes of the podcast are released. And thanks for listening to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.